The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
A couple hours ago, Father Andrew and I were in the rectory trying to stay up for you all, and I jokingly said, "I hope people show up to midnight mass. It's packed." It's so good to be with you. For those of you who don't know who I am, I'm Father Ricky. I'm the new parish administrator here at Holy Family. So this is my first Christmas with you all, and it's so good to be with you. But isn't it great to gather with your loved ones this Christmas, correct? Because this is what this time of year is about. Being with people that we love and remembering the people that we miss. And you know, and this past Friday, I was able to spend some time with some important people in my own life. I was able to take a day off. I know, crazy, a priest taking a day off right before Christmas, right? But I was able actually to drive down to San Diego. And a Christmas miracle, there was hardly any traffic, right? Can you imagine that? But I was with a couple of seminarians, and we had a really good time. We went to the University of San Diego to saw the beautiful chapel there. Then after that, we went to Old Town San Diego. We had a great Mexican meal, right, the handmade tortillas. We're in heaven. And after, we drove to Oceanside, where my sister lives. And we went to the mission and then had a short visit with my sister, my nieces and nephews. And we got on the road and all was going well until one of the seminarians told me something that's very terrifying to ask somebody right before Christmas. He said, "Can you please take me to Costco? I need to buy a few things." That's scary right before Christmas, is it not? Friday afternoon. Right, so he looked on his phone, you know, he's in his 20s, he's all techie, and I was hoping he wouldn't find a Costco. He said, "There's a Costco like two off-ramps off the road," right? We were in Orange County, so we went to the Costco in Irvine, of all places, right? It took about 20, 25 minutes to find a parking spot, right? You get into Costco, and it's like bumper carts in there, right? People are on a mission when they go to Costco, right? They don't mess around. And people are bumping into each other and, you know, reaching over each other to grab things. So I did what any male would do. I went to go taste all the samples, right? He took about an hour, the two of them together, and they finally texted me they were done. And of course, I'm the priest, so who do you think is going to pay for these seminarians, right? So we get to the line, and there's about eight people in front of us, and I worked retail for many years, so I'm always patient because I know how it is this time of year. And we finally get up there, and it didn't take too long, the line, and We go to pay the bill, and this gentleman behind us puts out his credit card. And he says, "Are you Father Ricky?" And I thought to myself, gosh, I hope I didn't do your wedding, because I have no clue who you are right now, right? He could tell I didn't recognize him. I said, "Yes, I have Father Ricky." And he says, "I want to pay for this." And I said, "You don't need to pay for this." And he said, "3 years ago, my dad was dying at Kaiser and Sunset. And it was during COVID. And none of the family was allowed to come in. And you FaceTimed us when you were in the room anointed by Father," right? And when he was telling the story, I remembered it. And I remembered how hard that was for this family to not be there with their dad, their grandfather, while he was dying. And I could tell he really wanted to do this for me. So I let him pay, but then I said, "You know, if I knew you were going to pay, I would have bought more stuff," right? And he just said, "Get out of here, Father," right? So I decided, since somebody was so generous with me, that I was going to be generous with these seminarians. So I took him to a fine dinner, the Costco food court. $1.50 hot dog combo, right? I know I'm in South Pass and you all are bougie here, but don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about, okay? Come on. I know you go to Costco, right? But we were sitting there. I was glad they experienced that, these young men who were studying to be priests, and we were sharing that. Here we are at Costco in Irvine, and I was so angry. I didn't want to be there initially, but God wanted us to be there. And it reminded me, this is what Christmas is about. It's about doing good deeds for each other, is it not? It's about being there for each other. It's about helping each other. And that's how we show the love of Christ to one another. So my friends, on this beautiful Christmas morning, as our beautiful church is packed, I want to remind us what Christmas is about. Christmas is about being filled with the joy of Jesus. If you are with your loved ones right now, find joy in their presence, even those family members that drive you crazy. Embrace them. Embrace them and love them for who they are. Nobody is perfect. Nobody. But don't be that family member that everybody dreads to see, okay? Be that family member that is full of joy. My family was here earlier. I was so proud. They were all here. But that morning, my mom and I got in an argument this morning. You know what we got in an argument about? The tamales. Right? Somebody brought me 3 dozen tamales. She had already bought some. She said her masa was better than the masa of my tamales. But I laughed. That's what families do. We argue, don't we? Or you don't act like you don't argue. Come on. We all do. We're human. But don't forget to be full of joy. Show the joy of Jesus to each other. It's about being filled with hope. This is a rough time of year for many people. We miss our loved ones, don't we? We think of our family members who have died. Maybe you're sitting there right now and your husband and wife used to sit with you next to midnight mass or used to come with your parents. And Jesus tells us tonight, this morning, don't give up hope that, God willing, you will be with them in heaven one day. We will be with our loved ones again. In heaven, thanks be to God, there's no politics, right? We're all going to get along. There's no division. There's no war, there's no illness. So my friends, we need to be full of hope, because what awaits us for in heaven is going to be more than any words we could put into words. I jokingly said at the earlier mass, in heaven the Dodgers are going to win every World Series, right? My Raiders will finally make a Super Bowl, right? But don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Put your trust in Jesus. And finally, this beautiful Christmas morning, it's about being filled with the love of God. If there's anything you remember about this Mass this morning, I want you to remember this. God loves you so very much. I'm going to repeat that again. God loves you so very much. He loves you for who you are. He embraces you when you make mistakes and your shortcomings. He loves you. So tonight, this morning, I ask you this question: who do you love? Who are the people that you love? Let us pause right now and pray for those special people in our life. And Jesus is also telling us, who do you need to love more? Who do you need to show more compassion and mercy to? My friends, that's why we're here. We gathered because we have received the greatest gift we'll ever receive, the love of God, found in that beautiful baby who turned into that man who died on the cross for us. So never forget that. On this Christmas when we gather, you are loved by God, and our mission is to be full of joy and hope and that love each and every day. So, my friends, if you're going to be a Grinch, go to another church, okay? I'm not joking, all right? Show that love to each other. And if there's anything you do this Christmas, show that love to the people you gather with. And tell those people in heaven that you love them by praying for them. So, my friends, I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And may you know how truly loved you are by Jesus as we celebrate his birth.